الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Today we are living in a time, and it's not particular to this time, it has been always. This dunya is such that we are facing challenges, difficulties, hardships. Today commonly we call it challenges. Students generally won't know so much about it because you are still young and you are in a world of your own in which you are. But as we are in the protected environment of the madrasa, really we do know what's happening outside, but not as much as the people who are themselves on the outside. Like, for example, the people who are in Burma, who are having the difficulties, none of us can know exactly what they are going through. We have got an idea, but not so much. Students are more involved in their studies, etc. So we hear about it, but by the way, so we don't give it so much attention. Or the people, so with the floods that came now lately, comparatively very small floods. The other places, what floods there are, it's unbelievable. What terrible conditions. So we have an idea, but we don't actually have the idea of those people who are involved in it. Anyway, so these challenges have always come, and they are presently also here, and they are on different fronts also, the challenges, the difficulties, the hardships. For example, one is the people of Burma, what they are going through. Then we find, for example, what news we are getting, the laws which are changing in Saudi, all the different laws which are against the grain of Islam, etc. Then we find on the political level also various types of challenges in various countries, all different. And if we are more in contact with people, we find people have got problems with regard to their families, health conditions, financial conditions. People are going through a lot of trauma, through a lot of difficulties, many other things also, health, the infighting, problems in the house, drug abuse has become so common. And what a problem where there is a drug abuse, or a person is an alcoholic in a family, and even more worse and more particular if it is, so to say, in a good family, and one person turns out like that, it becomes like Jahannam in this world for those people. So these things are there. And we don't, if we, now when these things are there, these problems, we have to get the solution. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that most kind being, most generous being that has given us the solution. And a very, very particular thing, may Allah make me understand it, realize it, all our problems are not outside us. They are in us, all our problems. And all our solutions are not outside us. They are inside us. So when Allah has made it, we are the cause of our problems, and the solution is in us. So it's not difficult. If the solution was in somebody else's hand, we have to go and beg that person. We have to perhaps fight that person, overpower him and get the solution from him. Or we have to beg him and get that solution. But now the solution is within us. And the problem also is not somebody else outside who is causing it. For example, in the ayat kareema, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. Allah is sufficient for me. There is no one besides Allah. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. That I put my full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Only on Allah do I trust. وَعَلَيْهِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ. No, what is? وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb, is the controller, He is the creator, the controller of Arsh-e-Azim. Arsh-e-Azim, ulama have written, is Majariya Qadha. That is where all decisions of the world are taken by Allah Ta'ala, by Arsh-e Azim. So whatever conditions they are, by Arsh-e Azim, they are not in anyone else's hands. Whether the petrol, gold price goes up or down, it happens at Arsh-e Azim. We see it, it's happening by the people who are controlling the economy, etc. But actually it is there. And Allah Ta'ala has made it that every person, Allah has given him direct contact to Allah Ta'ala. It is up to us if we use that contact or not. It is also very strange that who hasn't got the contact, in fact it is narrated, ulama have written, that when we have a problem, then we go to people to get it solved. And we go and complain to people of our condition. Allah Ta'ala says that I who have got control of everything, everything is in my hands, and you're going to complain about me to people who got nothing in their control. The height of stupidity and folly. That people who got nothing in their control, that person who you think he is the person who can give you this permission, who can allow you this, who can do that, his own eyelids are not in his control. His own signature is not in his control. If his ruh goes out, if he gets a disease that he can't control and make a sick, what can he do? Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So all our problems are from us. What our actions are, those are our problems. And the solution is also within us. One famous example of Mufti Taqi Usmani rahmatullah alayhi of this is that every Muslim, right-thinking Muslim, wants Islam to come up in the whole world. Islam must reign supreme. So he says that is very simple to achieve that. Now what normally we will think, we must have some big offices for that. We must have so many people working for us. We need a big budget, money we need to bring about this. We have to canvass and campaign to get people to vote for us, and then we will bring Islam alive. He says, no, you yourself, your body, you are a whole country of its own. Your brain is one country, your eyes, your tongue, your ears, your hands, legs, your heart, everything is one country. And you yourself, you are the life president of this, not elections. After 4 years, 5 years, new president will come, new prime minister will come. No, you are lifelong. And you got no opposition also in your parliament here. So all you have to do personally, yourself, you, instead of looking at haram, look at the right thing. Use your eyes, this one province of yours, use it in the right way. Your brains, Allah has given you, don't use it in the wrong way, use it in the right way. Your hands, use them in the right way, your legs. And Islam comes alive, and if everyone is sincere, he wants Islam to come alive in the world, everyone just brings Islam alive in his life. And in the whole world, Islam will become alive. But the solution, which is so logical, so much of common sense, unfortunately, those things don't make sense to us. Common sense don't make sense to us. The other example, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi gave, he says that a person says that we want a country, even one country, where Islam is practiced fully. The 100% Islamic laws, then there will be peace, there will be harmony, there will be so much of goodness in the world. So he says, your one body of 1.5 meters, 1.8 meters roughly your body, all you do is you bring Islam alive in your small body of yours. If you will bring Islam alive here, then Islam will come alive. Every person does this, at least just every Muslim. Or even if half of the Muslims, quarter, 10%, 1% of the Muslims bring Islam alive in them, Allah will bring this favorable condition. And that is in our hands. In fact, this ayat-e kareema that I have recited, it was revealed on the occasion when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum made hijrah, the muhajireen, they came to Madinatul Munawwara. In Makkah Sharif, they went through a very difficult life. They were not allowed to retaliate, to fight back, and they to tolerate and persevere with all the persecution of the non-believers of Makkah Sharif. When they came to Medina Sharif, at the beginning it was still like that. They had a lot of fear. They say, we couldn't sleep, we couldn't spare a moment without our weapons by us. We don't know when the enemy will attack Medina Sharif and what our condition. So they had great fear here too. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will ever a time come that we live in peace? We are living in fear for us, for our family, for Islam mainly. We have made hijrat for the sake of Islam. We want Islam to come alive. Will we ever see a day that we live in peace? On that Allah revealed this ayat. And what an ayat. Wa'ada Allahu al-lazina. Allah has made a wa'ad, a promise. To who? Wa'ada Allahu al-lazina amanu minkum. Yeah, mufassirin have written one aspect. Allah addressed this directly to the Sahaba. Minkum. From you people Allah has made this promise. The other is that the min is bayaniya. That Allah has explained that those people who have got this iman in amal saliha. Other commentators have gone this way, that if we take it as mina tabi'idhiya, that means those amongst you who have got iman in amal saliha. So it is from amongst the Muslims or from amongst the people, those people who have got the reality of iman and amal saliha. So Allah has made a promise to those people. And Allah's promise, we know, is 100% true. The only thing is, we expected that it must happen now. That a baby is born now, and now he must be a grown-up man already. It doesn't happen like that. You'll have to wait how long? Right? In fact, one person who came from the villages, and he came to the city, and his friend took him for shopping to the shopping mall. They entered a grocery shop, and there they bought, for example, instant coffee. So he said, what is this? He says, you just put the powder, you add the water, and you get coffee. But he said, we in the village, we have to plant the coffee crop. We have to wait till it grows. We have to get the coffee. We have to grind it. Then we get coffee. Then, for example, they found other instant, many other things are instant today. We got the microwave, which is also instant. Everything is instant. Just to make it short, then this person, he took out a packet and he put it in a basket. He asked him, what is that? He said that this is instant baby powder. The baby powder for the baby, instant. So he got a shock. He says that we, to get a baby, we have to wait 9 months. So what is this baby powder? You'll just add water and you'll get a baby. This is so instant. Of course, that is not the fact. We want everything instant today. Everything must be instant. But if we can realize that everything takes time. So Allah has made this promise. But it isn't just one time I brought iman and I did some amal saliha. And the greatest amongst amal saliha is kalima tayyiba. La ilaha illallah. You declare that. And now already you're going to get what Allah has promised. No, you'll have to prove yourself. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We will give you istikhlaf fi al-ard. We will make you the rulers. We will give you khilafat on the earth. So our solution, we looking at it, if you want to catch a cat, and you catch it by the tail, it's going to jump, and it's going to scratch you. But if you catch it by the neck, you got the cat. Maulana Sulaiman Choksi of Darul Ulum Zakaria explained, when he was a young boy, about 8 years old, one day he was returning from school. There was a dog sleeping in front of one of the restaurants. So whatever at a 8 year old little boy, what came to his mind, Allah knows, and he jumped on the tail of the dog. The dog immediately got up and put him on his calf. And then he had to go through a procedure after that. So if you want to catch the dog and you're going to jump on his tail, you're going to suffer the consequences. You're not going to get your results. So in the same way, with the halat that they are here, if we're catching the halat by the tail, it's just going to have an adverse effect on us. It won't have the required. Catch the halat where they are supposed to be caught. And for that, first and foremost, if we know the answer, we're well and good. But if we don't know the answer, then ask today. A sad thing is, when you don't know, who must you ask? The person who knows. But generally, we are asking those who don't know. We don't know, and we are asking the people who don't know. So how are we going to get the solution? We're just going to get worse. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has written that when people start regarding poison as medicine, and medicine as poison, so you got a health problem, and you go and ask somebody who doesn't know, and he prescribes poison for you. Now your health condition is not going to improve, it's going to get worse. So today, what are the harms for us in our deen? People are prescribing that as the solutions for our deen. The things which are causing us harm, we must have more money. Our economy, we are too poor. We must have more money. Muslims, the amount of money they have got, that is not solving our problems. Or somebody will say that we need education. And by education, they mean dunya's education. Then that will solve our problem. There is no shortage of that also. And the people have got so much of dunya's education, but our problems are just increasing all the time. Remember the Sahaba at the back of our mind in Medina Sharif, when they also had problems, they went through one solution which was given to them. And then what Allah Ta'ala gave as a result. So we might think of that. Somebody else might think from politically that we have to have power, and we have to have governments that will enforce Islamic law. According to Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki Rahmatullah Ali, he said at his time a few years ago that the most number of countries which are Muslim countries, just by name, they are in reality, perhaps there is hardly one Muslim country, but in name, he said there is no Muslim Indian Christian country in the world. The Vatican is regarded as one as ruled by according to Christianity, but it's not a country of its own. It's just a part of Italy. Then there is no country that is ruled by Judaism. Israel is also a secular country. There is no country that is ruled by Hinduism. That also, it is not India, Nepal is one country, they say they are ruled by Hinduism. India is a secular state also. So only Muslims, there are many countries, up to 30, he said, that the constitution says it's a Muslim country. And they start off with Surah Fatiha, most of the constitution. And we will be ruled by the constitution of the Quran. At least that constitution says that. How much they practice on it, we all know. That hardly perhaps one but is practiced upon it. So Allah Taba, so the solution we are asking, we don't know, we are asking those people who don't know. Who should we ask? The people who know. And who is it that knows? It is only one source, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We should look in the Quran. And when we look in the Quran Sharif again, there are many people, yudhillu bihi kathiran wa yahdi bihi kathiran. People who look for solutions in the Quran Sharif, but the Quran Sharif, they get misguided because they are not getting the correct information from the Quran Sharif also. Then there are others who get the right information from the Quran Sharif. So, this from the Quran Sharif, we need ilme sahih. That is very, very important. Otherwise, one is, we know that our solution is not in any dunya's matters. It has to do with Allah. Allah has sent the solution. So, that whole which is of dunya, things which are of necessity, and we don't deny that. We need houses to stay. We need food to eat. We need everything we need. But that is not our solution to our problems. Those are things that we need. We know how we need how to run a business. We know how to drive a motor car. All those are necessities of this world. But those are not the solutions to our problems. So that is out. When we come to our deeni matters, then there are many people in the name of deen, they are also giving solutions. But is that ilme sahih? So this ilme sahih, to understand it, there are very practical examples, but just to make us one reality, that this ilme sahih is just what Allah Ta'ala had revealed to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the words of the Quran Sharif, which are 100% protected till today, and Allah will protect it. Allah has taken the promise, and He will protect it. Then the understanding of those words, nobody else can know that understanding Besides Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, whom Allah had informed, the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then that chain comes in that chain. If we cut off this chain and we want to understand what the Sahaba understood without following this chain which leads to the Sahaba, we will never get the right understanding. So we have to follow this chain, and what the Sahaba understood on that occasion, we will have to understand. That is the actual fact. By way of example to understand it, a father is lying on his bed at night after Isha, and he says to his son Muhammad, bring me a glass of water. So the son sees he's lying on the bed, he wants to perhaps have his medication, or he just wants to drink water, he's feeling thirsty. Naturally, he will take water in a glass. On Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, he's standing by his motor car, the father, with his sleeves also rolled up. And you can see now that he wants to wash the car. And he tells his son, Muhammad, bring me water. Now, naturally, he will see that he wants to wash the car, so he must take water in a bucket. But a person who was not present there, the words are the same. Muhammad, bring me water. And now he doesn't follow the explanation which has come. Those people who saw that scene and has come till today. With his own brain, he tries and understand that what must he take water in. It is very possible that when the father is lying on the bed to sleep, he will take water in a bucket. And when the father wants to wash the car, he will take water in a glass, which is not the solution. So, ilm-e-sahih is correct. And fahm-e-sahih is required also. That we have the correct understanding, we have the correct knowledge of Quran and Hadith. And then we have the correct understanding also. And after that, which is also absolutely important, is amal-e-sahih. Correct amal also. And that also we can only get by those people who stayed with those people right up to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, there will be great weakness in our time. But that correct amal. Otherwise, today, we might have the correct knowledge, the correct understanding, but our amal is not accordingly. So this is the solution that we ask those people who know. And who are those who know, and what do they know? From the bringer of these conditions which are from Allah Ta'ala. Halat are only from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah doesn't bring halat, conditions, which we call challenges, just for nothing. Allah brings them. If you آمنتم, you may bring iman. And you make shukr to Allah, that is, you live a life as we are supposed to live, pleasing Allah Ta'ala according to the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, also we should understand there is one lifestyle which inclines towards the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is one lifestyle in the Muslims which is a lifestyle of liberalism, free thinking, liberalism and modernism, that we just do what we feel like. How the world is going, we go in that direction. And one is we try and stick to the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nobody can be perfect there also. The sunnat of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam, but we endeavor, we make that our goal. That is where we want to go. So for such people who will do this, wa'adallahu alladhina amanu minkum وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ Iman also, amal saliha also. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Allah will give you istikhlaf on the earth as He gave those people before you. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the time came when they lived very freely. The time came in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when it is mentioned in the kitabs of history that a lady, for some reason, she had to travel alone from Sana'a in Yemen right to the capital of the Muslims, Madinatul Munawwara, on her own. And she explained her journey as though she was moving from one room of her father's house to the next room. No fear of anything. So much of peace had come. So this is when that iman and amal saliha we have that. So that is our solution. But that we don't regard as the solution. I myself, I'm talking, we are listening, where before we get up, we will have forgotten it already, where we are still going to think. If we make effort to bring iman into our lives, and this is not that we go to a certain country, a certain place, we say the people's iman is very weak. No, it is for me, myself, for us. I have to check my iman first and my amal saliha. How much of that have I got? So Allah will give for one istikhlaf fil ard. وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنَا. So all this khawf that we have got, Allah's promise and Allah's words are 100% true. They will never move one bit from where they are. It's we that have moved away. To understand that quickly, when the Tatars had invaded Baghdad, Iraq and those places, and they massacred hundreds of thousands of Muslims, slaughtered Muslims, left, right, to this extent that the Tatari woman, she would come and she would find a Muslim man and she would tell him, you just stay here, you don't move. I haven't got my sword with me, I'll go and fetch my sword and I'll come and slaughter you. He had no courage in him. Like sometimes when we are sapped of our power, legs don't have strength. Hands don't, your brains don't want to work. You are just like a, you're just there. You can't do anything for yourself. Like that the Muslims had become. And that person couldn't move one step from there. She will go and fetch her sword, a woman. And she will slaughter a Muslim man. What was the condition? And these conditions have come. We don't have to lose hope ever. And afterwards, that same Iraq, what it had become also. Also on that point, is Allah Ta'ala says, in ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum, wa in asa'tum falaha. If you do good, you are doing good for yourself. And if you are doing bad, you will suffer the consequences. Allah will bring conditions according to our actions. And then we find also that Allah Ta'ala says, wa in uttum udna. If you will go back to your bad conditions, we will come back with bad halat on you. And if you come with good conditions, we will bring good conditions for you. So these Tataris, when they were there, so on one occasion, the princess of the Tatars, after they had invaded, they had established their government, they were ruling, they were doing everything. One day she found a group of Muslims standing at a place. She asked them, what are you people standing and gathering here for? They said, we are waiting for our big sheikh, our alim, our big person. So he came then. So she asked him, don't you people as Muslims believe that Islam is the true religion? He said, 100% Islam is the true religion. Don't you believe that you people are on the truth? Exactly, we are on the truth. Don't you believe that Allah's help is with you? We believe. Then she says, if that is the case, how come we overpowered you? Then we have got government today. We are ruling over you. You are under us. That means we are on the truth. That means Allah's help is with us, the non-believers. And we are ruling and controlling. So that alim asked her a counter question and said, you must have seen a shepherd, a person who looks after the goats, sheep, etc. She said, yes. And usually he has got 1, 2, 3 dogs with him, shepherd dogs. And he uses those dogs if one sheep separated from the flock, one goat ran away. Then she sends the shepherd sends the dog to go and fetch that sheep back. She said, yes, I've seen that. Then he said that that is exactly the case. We ran away from Allah. You are the dog, shepherd dogs. And by these conditions, Allah is bringing us back to deen. So all our conditions which we are going through is because we have gone away from Allah. We have gone away from the deen. And fortunate are those people who understand it and accept it, and more fortunate are those who make a resolution to come back to the deen and to follow the commandments of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Otherwise, many of us don't think of this as a solution. We will go in, this is, those people who don't know, ask those who know, the Quran Sharif, and the true history. And history is not taught, and it's not learned, and it's not read about, just to know the dates, and to know that who ruled, and who conquered, and who won, and who lost. The real purpose of studying history is to take lessons from there. So these lessons that it happened, Karbala, what didn't happen? In the time of the Sahaba, in Masjid al-Nabawi, what conditions came in Madinatul Munawwara, in Masjid al-Nabawi, all these conditions came, and it has been carrying on. Partition of India and Pakistan in 1947, what happened? Then Bosnia and that, what happened? And all the time, now at the moment in Burma, we have to take the lessons. And we have to ask, not people who tell us that we have to increase our dunya, which we are doing. Oh, we have to have more of dunya. No, we have to bring deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand correct and make amal correct. Wa akhiru da'wana.